it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning, guys. It's the 30th of April. Tomorrow's May Day. This year is passing by very, very quickly, and it's going to be very interesting because a number of the comms over the last year or so have referred to May Day. We're also coming up to a very important day in June, the 6th of June to be precise, because the 6th of June is 6-6-24, which is 2 and 4 is 6-6-6-6. I'm just making you aware. Just keep your eyes open. Watch what happens. A lot's going to happen. And we're seeing a lot right now. The light is exposing the darkness. I've told you many, many times. We're seeing that specifically in the Trump cases against Donald Trump, that the light is exposing how corrupt the DOJ has been. People wouldn't believe it unless they saw it. We're seeing it in plain sight now. What have you got for us, Paul?
Well, Joe Biden, the man that he is trying to increase capital gains tax to 44.6%. Americans, I hope you're enjoying that one, because I think ours is next, dearest.
Exactly. This is all part of the exposure as to how corrupt the Biden administration is. Promise you one thing, do exactly the opposite. We need to get back to remembering the simple fact that these people, no matter whether you're in the USA or in the UK, these people are there to represent the people, not dictate to them.
The latest turbulence between the US dollar and the Japanese yen has gripped the attention of the globe. The yen breached the significant 160 per dollar mark, hitting its weakest level in 34 years. Just as quickly as it dipped, the yen managed to mount a strong comeback by surging over 2%. The unfolded against the backdrop of thin market conditions due to local public holiday. Going to the US, the US eased sanctions on at least 10 Russian banks, including the central bank, to allow energy-related operations as energy costs soar, Bloomberg reports. Going to Valencia is set to use cryptocurrency for oil sales, ditching the US dollar. And great news from Zimbabwe, to begin using XRP and XLM for payments, in addition to possibly backing it by gold. And lastly, new documents released shows Judge Netburn likely to order Ripple and the SEC into a settlement at $10 million.
I don't know where to start with that one, because you've got three or four very big points there. I've had a phone call overnight from Japan to tell me that the financial markets, the people involved in the financial markets, are in complete and utter meltdown. But the media won't tell you this because it's all collapsing. When you're talking about what's happening with asset-backed currencies around the world, with we're now seeing Iraq that wants to start using digital currency, asset-backed digital currency. We're starting to see this all over the place. We've seen in the last week the amount of trading done with BRICS, which has nothing to do with the dollar. Huge amounts of business going on. And keep your eyes open. A lot going on right now.
The World Gold Council has hired Dominic Raab to investigate what it terms as blood gold. This is the moving of gold to get past sanctions. More specifically, to look in how Russia is funding its war with said blood gold.
It's very interesting that the UK and America have surreptitiously sold their gold to Russia and China. And now they're pointing the finger, going, how did you manage to get that? Well, it doesn't take much research to find out who did it, and this is all part of the exposure. But the deep state, the cabal, they'll claim that Russia did it illegitimately. They told us they loved us.
Well, let's speak about resignation, guys, because Charlie, you've always said people are going to resign around the world. We've got Scotland's First Minister, Hamza Youssef, set to resign. Socialist Spanish Prime Minister, Sanchez will announce his resignation. The head of Vietnam's parliament has resigned over unspecified violations and shortcomings, the ruling Communist Party has said, as a major anti-corruption campaign in the Southeast Asian country continues. The party's central committee held an extraordinary session on Friday and approved the resignation of Vuong Dinh Hieu as the chairman of the 15th National Assembly, according to the state media outlet VN Express.
And for those people who've been watching for the last 2 years, who thought that Bill Barr didn't like Donald Trump and went against him, how many times have I told you this is a pantomime? This is a movie. He suddenly came out and said, no, I'm supporting Trump now. Whoever wrote this script has written it brilliantly because they distract you with one thing, they mislead you with another, and you don't know whether you're coming or going at the end. And this is why it's important to stay connected to your creator. And we're watching a lot of crazy stuff play out right now. And just while I'm on that subject, there was a very interesting speech that was given, or what have you, with Biden having met the Crown Prince of Jordan, or the King of Jordan. And in front of the podium was a crest, but it didn't have anything to do with the president on it. This again signifies that he's not the real president. Otherwise, he'd have the presidential seal on there, not a seal that looked like it without the wording. So very important to look at detail to understand the pantomime.
Hong Kong is about to release its ETF market today, and we could see some major shake-up in the crypto market because of it.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of movement in the crypto market, Paul, and that's why we've got you on board, because you know more about the crypto market than we do. And it's we're going to see a move away from fiat currency towards the crypto market. And we're all keeping our eyes peeled to see exactly what happens.
Well, it didn't work in France. French police drag students out from Sorbonne University. The French students were trying to set up tents and create a liberated zone in the same fashion as students in the US. Columbia University faculty form a wall in front of the entrance to Gaza's Solidarity encampment, locking arms to protect their students. Texas state police have started arresting pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Austin. Police used stun grenades and pepper sprays against pro-Palestine students. Despite pepper spray and arrests by the Texas police, protesters at the UT Austin marched to retake the South Lawn they were forced from earlier. Students remaining in the encampment were told they could face disciplinary action and even suspension. But listen to this. Rockefeller and Soros are supporting the activists who are organizing the nationwide protests on college campuses. These protests led by the branches of the Soros-backed Students for Justice in Palestine. Can you, that made me laugh. I can't believe they're being paid. What does that tell you?
They certainly are, and this is all the World Economic Forum have been paying people behind the scenes. They regard themselves as the global elite, and they're a group of billionaires who basically want to elevate their own position at the detriment of the rest of the world. They either want to push down as low as they can or simply exterminate. Don't take my word for it. Look on their website. Prove me wrong.
Charlie, isn't it known in history the globalists bankroll both sides of any war?
100%, Paul. 100%. And we've seen it with Russia and Ukraine. We've seen it with Israel and Palestine. We've seen it with China and Taiwan. We've seen it through history with Afghanistan, with Vietnam, with Yemen, with Niger, with many other countries. They fund both sides. And if you constantly have a war going on, you've got a constant source of income. And this is how they've survived. They create war. They go into countries. They destabilize them. They've done it for years and years and years. They've got in their own people, none more so than what they've done in Israel and Palestine with Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, the whole lot. They've done it on purpose, and they're being exposed right now.
The Freedom Flotilla that was due to go to Gaza to deliver aid by boat. They've been stopped by a very sneaky rule that Israel is using. You cannot deliver aid unless you fly under a flag of a country. So they are out there now pleading with a country to back them so that they can deliver much needed food and medical supplies to Gaza.
Well, that would also then apply, Paul, to NATO and the UN. Because that's not a country. That's just a group of people. So maybe they've dug a hole for themselves to jump into.
AstraZeneca could pay $255 million for defective COVID vaccines after admitting it can cause a rare blood clot side effect. Okay. The National Crime Agency in Britain alerted hundreds of thousands of teachers to be vigilant about the potential threat facing their students. Gangs from West Africa and Southeast Asia are specifically targeting young people in Western countries, including Britain, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Scammers often pretend to be another young person, initiating contact on social media before moving to encrypted messaging apps to persuade victims to share intimate images. The NCA highlighted that these scammers typically demand payment within an hour of contact and are primarily motivated by financial gain rather than sexual gratification. A former BBC staff member has been sentenced after he was found to be in possession of over 58,000 indecent images of children. A National Crime Agency investigation found David Munday, 85, with nearly 6,000 vile images, and he was arrested by the NCA officers on the 13th of April 2022 after attempting to download illegal content. Munday was subsequently found to have not only searched for indecent images of children, but stored thousands of them on a floppy disk.
I've also had information on the same sort of story of that, Drew, that when somebody challenged these people in the BBC and said they were going to expose them, they said, if you do, we're going to sue you in court and we've got a judge that's protecting us. They've been that open about it right now. We have one of our judges who's going to protect us, and this is what we're up against. But the light will expose the darkness. Rest assured that God always wins.
Can you believe four Vietnamese nationals have been arrested in England for allegedly advertising people smuggling on, guess what platform?
Facebook.
Facebook. The arrests include 23-year-old woman in Croydon, 64-year-old man in Deptford, and 34-year-old man in Leicester, all suspected of assisting unlawful immigration. Additionally, a 25-year-old man in Croydon was arrested for involvement in people smuggling and drug offences in Paris.
And I want to finish my news this morning with something that I've found. I've shared it on our channels about bread and forgiveness. And I want people to research this, because Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, translated from Hebrew, is house of bread. And in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. And then you get reference to he broke the bread and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. And the reference to the bread of life, I'm putting it out there for my audience to do some research. But it just touched me this morning. It's something that we should look into. And that was the news on the 30th of April, 2024. We look forward to seeing you in May.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.